Well, good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian Amber Boyens from ImmuNutrition and Madison Healthcare Services. How are you doing this afternoon, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Weather's getting nice out there.
Finally, right?
You know, one of the things I start thinking about when the weather gets nice? Picnics.
That's right.
Thinking about having a picnic. And you have some good advice for picnickers today, because Thursday of this week is National Picnic Day.
That's right.
I didn't know that. Until you brought it up.
As the avid picnic lover that you are, yes. I'm glad I could share it with you.
Well, I spent a lot of time in the outdoors. You know that.
Yes.
You know, hiking, biking, triathlon, in stuff like that.
Are these like dreams that you've had?
Marathons.
Yeah.
Well, I sit in my recliner and think about them. Yeah.
Well, we have talked before quite a bit about just the benefits of, you know, being outside and getting fresh air and all of that kind of stuff. And I know that... I think it was 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I wasn't able to come in and we did a best of on stress.
Right.
And stress is a big thing that impacts how we eat, why we eat, what we're craving, all of those different kinds of things. So when we talk about fresh air and being outside and having picnics, one of the wonderful things that all of that fresh air can do is decrease our stress. It does more than that, so we'll dive into the other things too, but taking your lunch outside, enjoying it, you know, Thursday, the forecast out here is maybe a little rainy in the afternoon, but just in general, the weather is getting nicer. It's not like a one day kind of thing that we're looking for here.
Right.
It's just, you know, if you can get outside, get away from your screen, get some fresh air, eat your lunch, bring all of those stress levels down from a busy work day. There's so much benefit that can come from that.
You mean don't look at your cell phone while you're enjoying your picnic?
That would be the goal.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Maybe we just listen to nature or talk to a friend or take a few deep breaths. Yes.
Good idea.
The more we can move away from constantly having a screen in front of our face, the better. Right?
All right.
Yes. So when we talk about... the other piece of this that's important, you know, if you're going outside and you're enjoying a picnic by yourself, that is perfectly fine. But often we picnic with other people. And those family meals we've discussed before, all of that eating togetherness is really important. So if you have a neighbor, if you have a friend, if there's somebody that you'd like to eat with, whether it's over lunch, whether it's in the evening, grab someone else and have that shared meal together. Now, one of the things we want to talk about is what do people usually pack for picnics? Probably sandwiches, right? Maybe one of the most common things that people pack.
Pickles and chips.
Pickles, chips, all of that kind of stuff. And now I'm not saying that those are bad foods, right? We don't have good foods and bad foods, but maybe there's some more nourishing options that we could bring instead. Because when we've talked about processed foods, maybe not our best option for nutrition. When we talk about chips, again, not a bad food, but maybe not best option for nutrition. Pickles are just a vegetable with a bunch of salt added to them. So, you know, if that's one of the ways you get your veggies, then that's fine. But if we can think about some other things that we could bring with. So if you still want to stick with the sandwiches, doing things like an egg salad sandwich or tuna sandwiches, or we've talked about the shredded meat, something like that, bringing those along. You could also bring little cups of cottage cheese or something like that. If it is one of these cooler spring days, you could absolutely bring a thermos that has a warm soup or a hot dish or something in it that's already warmed up and ready to go. Now, that's a big piece of this that I want to hit on, just kind of while we're talking about it, is food safety. I don't mean to be a stick in the mud with this kind of stuff, but our danger zone where bacteria likes to grow is between about 40 and 140 degrees Fahrenheit. So when food is in that range, it increases the risk of developing a foodborne illness, of more bacteria growing. So we want to try to keep our cold foods cold and our hot foods hot. Now, of course, if you have something like chips or something like that, they don't necessarily need to be temperature controlled. But if we're bringing an egg salad sandwich, if we're bringing a potato salad, if we're bringing something that's creamy, that's got dairy or mayo or something like that in it, we want to try to keep that cold. If we're bringing a hot dish or something warm that contains especially meat or dairy, again, we want to keep that hot so that it's not developing a bunch of bacteria. Our goal isn't to go outside and have a picnic and then spend the rest of the night in the bathroom, right? It's to go out and have good fresh air.
That's right.
Good nourishing food, all of that. Now, veggies, It's great if we can cut up some veggies, bring a dip, bring a hummus, bring something like that along to enjoy with it. Olives are another one that travel really easy. So if you enjoy olives, that's a great thing to throw in. I think we've talked before about bento boxes. They're just little compartments that have, or little boxes that close up. They have a lid and a bunch of little compartments to put things in. You can use little containers. Whatever you want to bring things in is perfectly fine. But whatever you put them in, make sure we put them in with that freezer packer or in that thermos. Now, I mentioned hummus. That's also a great source of protein. We think about, you know, needing something with meat in it or eggs as the primary protein for our meal. But certainly if you have chickpeas, roasted chickpeas would be a great thing to take on a picnic. But our Greek yogurts, our cheese, our hummus, all of that is a great way to bring the protein into this too. Now, if you do a sandwich or if we're doing chips or crackers or something like that, if we can shoot for a whole grain, that's best. People will often ask me what the difference is between a whole grain and a refined grain. And you know, one of them is refined. One of them has had the outer portion of the grain removed from it. But that outer portion of the grain is really where most of the nutrition is. It's where a lot of the fiber is. It's where a lot of our vitamins are. So when we have that whole grain, we just get a lot more nutrition from it. We stay full longer because the fiber helps keep us full. And we're just a little more nourished. You can do the same thing with a pasta salad. There's lots of great noodles out there now that have pea protein added to them, which a lot of it comes from the local pea protein processing plant. So when you're purchasing those things, indirectly, you are supporting locally, probably, if you look on those labels. But if you don't have a meat, if you don't want to bring something that's a little bit higher risk, those things like chickpeas or other beans, the noodles that have protein added to them, they can be a great option to put in there. Same thing with nuts and seeds. A handful, not a canful, when we bring those nuts and seeds. We don't need to eat the whole jar, but having something like that or a trail mix along.
Unless it's cashews, I usually finish off the jar.
I'm aware. I got you those fermented cashews once, though. Do you remember those?
I think they're still in the cupboard.
I know. They took you a little longer to get through, so. So maybe we just need a different kind. Popcorn. Popcorn would be a great thing.
Oh, good choice, yeah.
Yes.
Good choice.
That'd be a great thing to bring
on
the picnic.
Come on over to the theater, pick up a big bag, and that'll keep for days.
Well, it will. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could come over on Wednesday evening, right? The theater has a...
Wednesday evening, we will be open, yes.
That's right. You can come over and get some popcorn then, too, and then you have it ready to go for your Thursday picnic for National Picnic Day.
And you can see a good movie on Wednesday evening, too, by the way.
Yes.
That's Prairie Prophecy. It's a farm documentary, and it features some local farmers, so...
I think it'd be wonderful if people can get over there.
That's right.
Enjoy that. See both of us.
Put in a plug for that. Yeah,
we'll be there. That's right. Yeah. Yes. That's awesome. And then you can get that whole grain popcorn, take it home and enjoy it. Does it have a little salt? Sure. But it's a whole grain. It's great for you. And then last thing is, you know, just kind of keeping in mind what you bring with to drink. We don't necessarily need the bottles of juice, the bottles of pop, all of that kind of stuff. As we get into summer, if we can make some flavored waters or even just drinking water itself is wonderful. But you can put some berries in it, put some lemon in it, put some orange in it, put basil and watermelon, whatever you want to put in there. Lots of great combinations, and you can find recipes online or you can reach out to me and I can always help you find a good alternative too.
That's right. And I bet if you go online, you probably find a lot of good tips there too.
Yes.
Now, speaking of going online, I thought I heard Paul mention this when he was talking about things that are going on today. Today is National Chickpea Day. Did you know that?
I didn't know that one.
April 21st, in honor of the versatile protein-rich legume, also known as the garbanzo bean. I didn't know that. That's
the garbanzo bean.
Oh, okay. Yes, this day encourages enjoying chickpeas and dishes like hummus, falafel.
Falafel?
Falafel. That's
Not a Norwegian food. Sure,
yeah, falafel. Falafel. Okay. Yeah, falafel. Now, I think you put that on your lutefisk. And salads, promoting them as a nutritious, sustainable source of protein. So,
they
fiber.
Are.
So.
They're spectacular. Throw them into a stir fry. Roast them in the oven. There's so many different ways to eat them. I brought them as dip for the preschoolers today. So
hats off to the humble chickpea.
Hats off to the humble chickpea. And falafel for you for supper tonight.
Or some falafel. All right. You can tell I'm really into that kind of food.
Yes, that cuisine, yes.
Yes. All right. Well, if anybody has any questions on these topics or others with nutrition, then give you a call, right?
That's right. You can find me up at the clinic here in Madison, 598-7551. You can go online and find me at imunutrition.com. That's I-M-U, nutrition.com. On Facebook at Immune Nutrition, or call over here to the station, and you guys can always find me.
All right. Sounds good. And we will talk to you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.